Hello there, my beautiful people. I hope you are having a fabulous day. Do I say that all the time when I come on the podcast? Maybe I do. I'm not sure, but the remark is very real. I hope you're having a fabulous day and enjoying the moment, embracing whatever is your now, and hopefully it is making you smile. That's just how I'm feeling today. Today we have cool people joining us. And this is an interview that I did with Grammy award-winning artist Music Soulchild. He is just a phenomenal artist. And I had this interview on the radio show that I'm filling in for here in Atlanta, Magic 107.5, 97.5, the real sound of Atlanta, for Ryan Cameron as he continues to recover from surgery. So he's doing well and all that is going well. And during that first week, I had a chance to interview Music Soulchild. And it was supposed to be just one of those quick hits on Instagram. Hey, what's going on? How you doing during the quarantine? How's everything? You know, how are you adjusting and all that? But it became something that I thought was very vulnerable and beautiful. And it just really showed a different side of music in a public forum, I thought. And so I was like, hey, can I use this audio for my podcast? Because I think that it's some valuable information for so many people to live by. And it's really just, he talks about his struggles with trying to conform and really adjust who he is and his art so that people will respond to it favorably. So, and just the struggles with that. And I just thought it was just a great conversation. So I really do hope you enjoy this Cool People episode of the Cool Soror podcast. And I want to aptly name it, You Are Enough. And you'll understand why I say that when you listen to the interview. Enjoy. Cool people do cool things.
But once you realize, like, I can't get what I need from that situation, I have to like do some personal self-development. Then you go to the next level.
I encourage people to get out of your comfort zone. What was your normal before? You got to outsmart yourself. You got to introduce yourself to a new way of living.
Cool people say cool things.
You need to make sure that people know who you are and what you stand for.
And so I learned I have got to have unshakable belief in myself to be able to go out there and demand what it is that I know I deserve.
I'm Rashawn Ali, and this is Cool People. Just be cool.
Hey.
Hi. How are you? All right?
Bruh, this new technology.
It's a lot.
Hey, I'm crying.
Yes, it's a lot. It's a lot. How's everything going, sir?
Everything's good. Everything's real good. How are you?
I'm, I'm just navigating this, you know, really trying to choose faith over fear, like every single day.
Word.
So,
Yeah.
What about you? Like, how are you navigating this? Because this is so new for everybody. So everybody's experiencing something different.
To be honest, it's kind of, it's a real, like, learning curve for me. Yeah. I'm so used to being busy. I'm so used to working. I'm so used to being out. I'm so used to doing stuff. And what this time kind of like brought to my attention is like, you know, dang, you ain't really much if you ain't working, huh?
Right.
So, I mean, I've done stuff on the side, but if I'm not in the studio, if I'm not on stage, if I'm not in somebody's face talking about music, talking about love, singing, you know, or just helping other people, you know, so what this time has done for me is put me in a place where, you know, I got to sit down somewhere and ain't nowhere to go.
Mm-mm.
I'm saying like there's nothing to do.
Mm-mm.
And really deal with myself.
Yeah.
We talking about, as of right now, 20 years straight, no vacations, going through a whole bunch of different transitions in my life, like way too many to mention.
Yeah.
From personal to professional.
Yeah.
Which is where a lot of the music comes from. I just, you know, I sort of like, crafted in the context of relationships, But all the emotions are still the same, you know, whether you're dealing with romantic relationships, family relationships, and just people that you meet and run across and kind of bring into your life and get brought into their lives. You just learned a lot about people. You learned a lot about yourself. But I had a whole lot of that on autopilot because I didn't have time. I didn't have time to like sit and think and wonder like, how's this person? Like, look, I gotta go. I gotta work here. I gotta be there. I gotta be this thing to the world. I don't have time to have a moment, you know?
Yeah, but we have several moments now. So what have you discovered about yourself and your stillness?
I care way too much about people. And I don't have enough people in my immediate personal life that care for me in the way, in the capacity that I need. And it's not their fault because I've always played this I'm all right thing, you know? So people was like, okay, well, I mean, but we're here. It's like, yeah, I know, but I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always kind of like unintentionally shooed them away, you know? And they're like a lot. And now when I think about it, I know a lot of people is like, well, dang, if you don't need me, then it's like, because some people, they don't know how to function in another person's life if they don't feel like they have a purpose.
Yeah.
I'm so used to doing everything myself, you know, that it does. It takes a particular type of person to stick around like, okay, well, I'm here if you need me, you know.
Yeah.
Because they really genuinely want to be there, but then they have the other stuff that they don't have time to be sitting around waiting if you're going to call them or whatever. So then some people just, you know, yeah, just kind of like.
Yeah, let them go.
You know, so, it's no love lost, but then there are some that, you know, it was kind of toxic and hostile, and, you know, you kind of got to make a call on that.
Right. So that this is a time for, I think, for all of us, if we really allow ourselves to reflect, we can come out of this better on the other side. And I've been doing a couple of these interviews. And my question is, how do you want to re-enter? How do you want to re-enter when all of this is over?
I want to re-enter because I was talking to, you know, a couple people, my small circle of people, which is good because I keep that small because they've been there long enough. So I talk to them about stuff. I know it's coming from a real place. There's no agenda. It's a different world when you're a thing to the world. It's very challenging to attach yourself emotionally to anybody because you don't know why they're there. You know, when stuff ain't all the way right, you know, that's when you really see, you know, who's who.
Yeah.
And the people that are there now are the people that's going to be there regardless, you know.
Yeah.
Whether I'm popping and everything's, you know, I'm all over the place, or whether people are like, "Who is that?" You know, that's not why they're in my life.
Yeah.
So we've been talking a lot, you know, recently, and it came to the point where I had to realize, like, fam, you needed this moment. You needed this moment to really look at yourself, look at your life, reassess, restart, because I've been living my life too much for other people.
Man, you know,
man, like since 2000. I've been hitting the ground running. Like, you've seen me. Like, all I do is work.
You know? Right.
So now I'm looking at this moment, like, you know, and, you know, don't get me wrong, I've been present in my own way, but it's been on a clock, you know, because then that other thing kicks in. It's like, okay, time to get back up. Okay, time to make the donuts. Okay, time to go, you know, do the dance and sing the song, you know. So lately, I've been like, bro, you need to chill because. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of answers to a lot of the questions that you have for yourself that nobody else can answer but you.
Right.
I've been having good and so-called good and not so good relationships because I'm constantly running into these situations with people not realizing that I'm looking to fulfill something that only I can, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's the key to like toxic relationships because you're not dealing with your own crap. So you're just bringing it into another relationship. Mm-hmm. You get mad at the other person because you don't feel like they're doing what you need. It's like, but they can only do but so much if you got all this traffic in the way.
Yeah.
You know, they can't get to you. You know, you got all these defense mechanisms and you got all these walls and you all detached and you Like, bro, social distancing. I've been social distancing. I'm super anti. Like, people don't understand. Like, that's why you never see me, because I don't really do well with engaging with people on a deep level, because I'm extremely sensitive in that way. That's where all this stuff comes from. We creative people.
Yes.
Our emotional relationship is just different than a not so active creative person. So I've been realizing that I need to, you know, and mostly for you guys, like, I want to make sure that I'm creative. Like, for instance, like, I ain't going front. I ain't been inspired at all. Like, it got to the point where I don't want to do this no more. It's no longer fun. You know, it's become such a chore. You know, it's like, I have to stay on top, and I have to, well, make sure you don't fall off. And then social media is a whole nother thing. It's like, I don't know what the rules are. You know, you can just speak your mind, and people get offended. Like, fam, I wasn't talking to you. Like,
what you mad at?
What you mad for? What, you got to watch the way that you say stuff. You know how long I've been on this planet, bro? You need to watch how you hear. You need to pay attention. Oh, you wasn't really paying attention, so you took an L that wasn't really yours, because you involved yourself into something that you didn't really understand what was going on, because you was half listening, because you constantly distracted, because you don't really care that much. But you're there because you want to say that you were there. That's not, dude, we're not going to get nowhere like that. I'm not going to give you what you need. I'm not going to get what I need out of you. This right here is dumb. So I want to re-enter a little more present. I want to re-enter a little more clear on, you know, no one's really going to know everything, but a little more clear on what it is, why it is that I'm doing. For instance, I just dropped a mixtape called the Dilla Project. And what that project is, first of all, first and foremost, shout out to Dilla. If no one knows, if nobody out there who knows what Dilla is, who Dilla is, Dilla is a legendary hip-hop producer from Detroit, one third of Slum Village, and I just do your research,
Jacob. Yes.
I talk about Dilla so much. But I wanted to do something with his music for such a long time, because his music changed my life. His perspective on music really inspired me in ways I didn't think was possible.
In what way?
Well, because, so for instance, contrary to what a lot of people like to call me, they like to call me R&B. That's fine. However, if you want to really get more out of what it is that I'm doing, it would be better for you if you consume it in a more accurate context, which is hip-hop soul. Hip-hop soul. The very first song you heard from me, I start the song off beatboxing. Like, let's just be realistic and call it what it is. Now, I do have some, I'm R&B adjacent, I like to say, you know. Songs that kind of fit in that category. So I give you that, you know, but, you know, there's a whole reason behind that we're not going to get into. People promote what they want to promote, because when you're an artist on a label and blah, blah, blah. But
all that.
Yeah, we're not going to get to that. But I've always been hip hop soul, because, you know, growing up in hip hop generation, growing up listening to soul music, trying to find your identity through music and through creativity, that most resonated with me, you know, that aesthetic, musical aesthetic. So that's why I have like a rappy cadence sometimes. That's where that comes from.
Right.
So Dilla and what he was doing, you know, with Slum Village and even just on his own, like the music that he was making, like that, he tapped into a wave that I really identified with, you know. Even before his passing, we talked about working together and all of that. And I'm really cool with his mom now. So we talked about a lot of things. And when I had to think, like, dude, I got to hit the restart button. But how do I restart? Well, you got to go back to basics. Anybody will tell you that. Anytime you want to reboot, you're like, you got to do a full system reboot. You got to go back to the beginning, you know. And I feel like his music, and there's other producers, other musicians, other creative people out there, but that's the one that really resonated with me personally, represented what I feel like the music Soul Child sound could be, at least one element, mostly the pop element.
Right.
So now I was like, okay, well then how I'm going to make this make sense? How I'm going to translate to people what it is that I'm trying to get across, other than trying to keep up with this persona that I've been made into for the last.
Yeah.
Again, yeah. Fine, but I'm not Mickey Mouse, bro. Like, I, you know, it's been 20 years. Like, look at yourself and think about how far you've come within 20 years. And then ask yourself, would you allow anybody to force you to be how you
been? No.
So,
yeah, I do.
So now I want to re-enter more accurate, more authentic, more realistic, you know, as opposed to chasing, you know, these 5 to 10 songs that people identify me as, which I love. Don't get me wrong. I love those songs. You know how many songs that I have that you haven't heard?
Right.
That you haven't heard, bro. But I can't do it because, yeah, I want them same songs.
But what I'm saying is, like, when can you not care, though? When can you not care about?
You ever not care? And I think I understand, Wayne, what you're asking. You don't ever not care. You just do a better job at managing patients, I think. But where that comes from is that you got to really get to know you. You got to lock in with you. And who you are can't be so predicated off of other people's perspectives, other people's ideas, other people's opinions, you know? And going back to my previous point, I realized that I care too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
About stuff that really mine. It don't really belong to me. You know, I just
it's you know, I really love the vulnerability and how authentic you are. But I think about your gifts; they're just incredible. They're like that. You can't even really put it into words how gifted you are. I mean, it's been 20 years since I Just Want to Sing, and because you came into this so pure, and everything that you've experienced throughout the music industry, it's such a gift and a curse, the music industry. But how does it feel to know that your gift that God has truly given, universe, source energy has given you, also is a source of your pain? That's the thing. That's it.
Oh,
we weren't supposed to go here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's real. But that's essentially what I've been talking about. Me trying to unpack all of that, you know, and now finally having the time to do that, you know. So I don't have all the answers. You know, a lot of people look at us, you know, us curators of their entertainment, you know, in whatever capacity, as having it all figured out. A lot of us don't know what we're doing, bro. We have no idea what we're doing. And a lot of the times, you know, so we convince ourselves. That's why we need to posture like, you know, we this, that, you know, because we need to convince ourselves, like, we got to be our own hype man, our own hype person. We got to, because if we not confident in what we're doing, how do we expect y'all? Because y'all smell blood, bro. Y'all boo, you know, so we got to like, we got to build that skin, you know, so.
And then it almost feels weird that I ask you about not only the Whip for Dealer project, but the other projects you have going on. Like, it feels weird because you're in such a space where it's so self-reflective and introspective. And it feels crazy because I know this relationship you have with music.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your new projects. How has it been therapeutic? And
it's been therapeutic because
because
I can't do it unless I mean it.
Got
meaning. It. I can't do it for money. I can't do it because I want you to like it. I can't do it because I want it to chart and be popular. I can't do it for those reasons. It will not come out. It just won't. I can't tell you how many hours I spend in front of a computer trying to force something. And then when I force something, I listen to it, I'd be like, I'm not putting that out, bro. That's
trash,
you know? And this is coming from a person who you got to be your own champion. You got to be your own wing person. You got to be your own support system. But when you look in and listening to your stuff and you like, yeah, nah, that ain't it, bro. That ain't it. You know, like, this, nobody, ain't nobody hating, you know, nobody around, you know, doubting you. It's just, it's all you. So now you got to lock into, what is that? Like, where did it come from? Like, when did you stop believing in yourself? Like, stop thinking what you did, what you're doing is the, and everything, you know, even if in this baby stage, like, it's going to eventually, but when you going to cut it at the knees at the beginning, because, now we got to talk about it. You just incurred a whole bunch of fear that ain't yours.
It's not yours.
Now it's infecting everything, and you got to figure it out, because can nobody else clean it up? Because can nobody else get to it but you? But you can't keep pushing it to the side and hiding behind, you know, the looks and likes. Like, it's not going to work, fam. Like, you got to really do the freaking work.
Yeah.
You know, so it it surprisingly has a lot to do with things that has nothing to do with music.
Yes. it goes back to that.
Because it's all a part of who you are, but the better you are, the better what you attach yourself to will be. So if you're not all the way right within, then whatever you produce is, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nothing you do is going to be right until you do right by yourself.
Yes, but I'm prayerful that you will, because
I'm definitely knocking down a lot of things. I'm having
okay, good
with people. I'm coming to terms with, you know, with my people, my circle of people that I really have a lot of respect for their perspective, even if it doesn't really, you know, agree. We don't really agree all the time, but you know, we don't. But it's not to the point where we don't listen to each other, you know. And I try to be as transparent and candid as possible, because a person can't help you if you don't really, you know, open up to them, because they don't know what the problem is. So I want to be as authentic as and as genuine. That's the word I'm looking for. I want to be as genuine as I can be, but I have to lock in with whatever my issues are. And I've done that already. You know, I've entertained, you know, this concept of presenting myself or representing myself, excuse me, and the different monikers and as, you know, different personas or whatever. And that was cool because it was an outlet, but an outlet after a while becomes an escape, because you're not really dealing with what you needed the outlet for.
The root.
Once you release, okay, now go back home and clean up the crib, you know? So, but I'm like, nah, it's cool. I'll just stay over here. Like, so you're going to put a mortgage down on 3 cribs just so that you can feel like you're doing something. When all you do is fix the one, make that better. You know what I'm saying? That way you can get your feet under you and you can have a stronger foundation. So it won't pull at you so much when you try to do other things. And then people will understand it more, because you will have the time and the wherewithal to articulate and communicate it more effectively, because you will have all the answers, as right. opposed to, man, it's just a vibe. Okay. I don't understand what that is. Like, I'm going to explain it. I mean, you get it. No, I don't. Well, you've been here, so you're supposed, I don't supposed to do nothing. Like, I like what you did. I don't know this, you know? So right. I have to, like, work through all of that and find out what that really means. So when I'm talking to y'all, I can know what I'm talking about, rather than I'm just going through something and I just need a minute. But I don't want to look like I'm struggling, because y'all going to drag me and talk crap. And well, I don't want that type of negativity right now.
Right. But what I'm telling you is, because I've been in your energy. I felt your energy. Music, you are enough. And I need you to believe that you are enough. And this is not coming from, I didn't know this conversation was even going to go like this, but you got to believe that you're enough. All these people that have been commenting, talking about how you saved their lives with your music. And I know you have to put a lot of weight on that, but you got to believe that you are enough, and your gifts will continue to feed into you. And it's going to be enough for the people. Like, we're good. We just need you to be you, period.
Thank you. And I know that. And because I've, like, through the years, I've had, because, like, people like to pull me to the side and ask me a bunch of questions about a lot of stuff. Like I really have all the answers, and I really don't. But I do like to talk it out, though. Like,
yes.
I like doing that, you know, especially when it comes to things that I'm, like, naturally
aligned with, attracted to,
which is the concepts of in the spaces of love and relationships, and, you know, engaging with people in on different levels and understanding and communication. Like, I like stuff. I'm a songwriter, for crying out loud. So this is the stuff that I get my material from. But I wanted to always, I've always, if you check all of my interviews, whenever anyone ever asks me about, you know, what's my inspiration, it always comes from a space where I always want to present a realistic context, you know, because I feel like it's not fair when we talk about all the fantastic parts of relationship spaces or even like, you know, when it goes bad, like what about all the gray area? Like no one really gets into all the gray area. It's not always just black and white. It's not always like, I don't like you no more. So,
right.
You know, it's like, no, I don't like you right now.
Yeah.
Don't go nowhere. We got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone today. You know, it's like, how do you put that in the song? You know, so that's how you get songs like Teach Me. And that's how you get songs like Don't Change. That's how you get these songs, because these are the different, you know, levels and the different layers and, you know, and the ebb and flow and the peaks and valleys, or however you want to call it, of trying to get to know a person, trying to create space in your life for that person, trying to find space in their lives for you without taking too much, without getting too much taken out of you, like finding that balance. Everybody don't always know what they're doing. Sometimes you kind of got to like charge it to their mind. Like they're not aware that maybe later, or if you would have just brought it up as opposed to thinking, man, they know what they're doing. No, they know. They could clearly not know what they're doing right now, but they think that what they're doing is loving you. But the same thing happens with you. You think that what you're doing is loving you until you realize, no, bro, you ain't been loving yourself since 2000. You know, you've been on autopilot. You know, you've been riding off of people showing you and adoring you and being enamored by you. You've been riding off of that. But then when you go home.
What's that self-love like?
Exactly.
Yeah, that part.
So I always had the privilege of being busy where I never really had to deal with that.
Well, you got to do it now.
Yeah.
Now is the time. And I'm glad that you were open to say the things that you have said, because it's a lot of people dealing. I talked to my therapist just yesterday. I'm dealing with a lot, whole lot.
Yeah.
Sister Circle is over. Praying for my boy Ryan Cameron. God allowed me to be in this in this space, you know, to fill in for the man who gave me my start.
Right.
Imagine those emotions. So
right.
I feel it. We're all dealing. And so you're not in
everybody. Yeah. And everyone has their own, you know, bag of crap, you know, their own fresh pile, bro, that, you know, they see it, you know, they see it. But, you know, you wake up and you're like, I don't feel like I'm packing today. I'm going to go take me a nap, or I'm going to go play some video games. Or I'm
going to
have me a mini concert. Or I'm going to binge watch whatever I need, anything but deal, you know?
Right. Yeah. And
I know how important it is to do that work. You know, if I'm going to be better, to produce better for y'all, without it necessarily being motivated by you guys' approval. It's not that I don't care, but I have to get to a space where that doesn't matter.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I want you to care. I want you to like it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
But I don't want that to predicate your happiness, though.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, not to the point where it's impeding on my ability to, you know, feel good about myself.
Yes. Well, you've done incredible work, and I know you hear from so many people, but I just need you in this time to believe it, like really believe what you've done and what an incredible work you've done.
Thank you. And we
just love you. I mean, the sentiments on this live have just been just overwhelming. They've been saying just incredible things, and I just want you to take that in if you can, not as validation, but just as.
No, I appreciate the energy. You know, they don't have to say the stuff that they saying. You know what I'm saying? Like I learned in so many different ways that people crazy on this thing. It's a circus, you know.
It is.
For them to go out of their way and show me love like that, that's not lost on me. Like I show love all the time, you know, and people think that showing love is always easy. you know, inconvenient. No, it's not, you know, because you got to step outside of your emotional comfort zone and express how you feel about a person. And that goes however that goes. It's like the weather. You don't know what you're going to get from day to day when it comes. But you got to be okay with that and have enough faith that, you know, you'll be supported by the love in one capacity or another. Because that's how energy works. What you put out, you get back. So sometimes you're not going to get it back how you want it or how you expect it. Or, you know, even when you think it should come, but you're going to get it when you need it the most, you know. Yeah. And right. This is a representation of that.
Like, absolutely. Absolutely.
On here saying, you know, all the cool stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know. Receive it. And I'm prayerful that that self-love that needs to come out of this when you re-enter will be full and overflowing once it happens.
I'm trying to do
it. You can
things I got going right now, bro, you know. And what's ill is the fact that, you know, we're in a time, you know, as trying as it may be, and God bless everybody dealing with it on whatever side of it you're on. I pray for strength. I pray for grace. I pray for triumph, victory, you know, through it, you know, because this is taking a lot of people out, and it's crazy. Like, this is completely new to me. Like, I've never
heard it.
Like, ever before, you know. So you know, it's really tugging at people in a lot of different ways. So I want to make sure that that's what makes it that much more important. I want to make sure that what I put out is going to be worth your time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just losing bread left and right. Businesses are closing down. People got to really restructure their whole lives.
I know. But like, do what you do and do what you love, and we'll be okay regardless, though.
You know what I'm saying? But I know that, because that's not my responsibility. But I do feel like in some way it is. If you're giving me love, if you're showing me attention, like, I got to make sure that I don't waste that, you know, because I just want to be fly today. Look at me. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. But you've always, always done things with integrity, and I don't think that you would anything.
I got a bunch of stuff cooking.
Good.
And hopefully, you know, really, really soon I'll get back in the mode. Like, I can't force it. You know, I got to come when it does. And it's coming. You know, I'm doing interviews now. Like, before I wasn't.
Good.
Not to talk to nobody, because leave me alone.
But, I love you.
But this is me. This conversation is a reflection of the work that I've been doing. That's why I can talk about it, because this is what I've discovered. I'm so closely related to it that it's right there. You know what I'm saying? It's not I got to dig for it. Like, no, it's right there. Like, I'm literally in the middle of it right now. You know,
as are so many people. So I just want to say thank you. I appreciate your vulnerability, your willingness to be open.
Thank you.
You've saved so many lives today. You never know how people are watching you, so that then your testimony can help someone else. So we appreciate you. You know, I always got love for you since the first time I met you.
Yeah.
I always had a great rapport, and I'm happy to be on this live with you today.
No doubt. I appreciate you thinking of me and wanting to share this moment with me. Thank you.
Absolutely. So Music Soul Child, I'm going to say Music Soul Child to the end, because that's what your Instagram says. How can they find new music? I know, right? Tell them how they can find new music, because you got some things out.
So really quick. So I talked about it a little bit earlier. The Do It Fadilla Project. Do It. I took his middle name, which is Do It, but I kind of did like a wordplay. Do It. D-E-W-I-T.
You always do wordplay. Yes.
Right. What I do. Do It, the number 4, and Dilla, D-I-L-L-A. Do It for Dilla. That's, you can find it on Instagram. You can just follow Do It for Dilla on Instagram and tap the link in the bio to take it to Bandcamp. It's a free download. 5 songs that I did where I took Dilla's beats and I did remakes of Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, and Prince. Okay. And that's the first, and that's just the first, that's the first batch. And then later on, I'm going to do the next batch. It's a series that I'm trying to do, because it's almost like my own personal version of getting back to the basics, because I didn't go to school for music. This is how I learned, from these people. So I was kind of lost. So I need to find my way back. And the thing that makes sense to me is go back to where it all started for you. So this is what, you know, it all started. This is where it all started for me. So that's his own thing. Then I'm also working on a project. Right now I'm just calling it the 2020 project, but I got to come up with a name for it, where I'm doing remakes of my own songs. from my first three albums.
Oh, wow.
I'm picking, I might not do singles because, you know, I don't want to mess with people's memories. Do singles. But then you got other people that be like, man, how you going to do this project and don't do blah, blah, blah. So it's like, I'm trying to find a happy medium, happy balance. Yeah. I don't know what that is quite yet, but I'm going to pick 20 songs from the first three projects, and I'm just going to remake them in the vibe that, like, I like how you put it, it was so ill, how I want to re-enter.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of vibe that I want to re-enter with, you know, because I need for people to understand what a music soul child is. You know, I've been sort of trying to live up to what people were telling me what music soul child is, but that kind of ran its course. Like, it ran out. Yeah.
You redefine it the way it,
you know what I'm saying?
You feel good.
Exactly.
That's how you do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Also working on a group project with a couple of my homies called Lumi Trice. We're called Lumi Trice. It's again, it's hip hop soul, but it's a real vibe. It's a whole mood. Like, you just got to check it out. So Lumi Trice, LumiTrice. You can check that out on Instagram as well. We just released a song and a video called PDA. /San Diego. It's really cool. Shouts out to Dave Luke. Shouts out to Alex. Shouts out to India Sean. She's on that song as well. I'm also working on a project with Drummer Boy that I've been trying to get out for years now, because so he's doing all the music and I'm doing all the writing and it's a whole nother space. It's music soul child, but it's kind of reaching out a little bit, you know, then trying to see what else is out there, man.
It's a lot.
It's so much.
Awesome. Well, we thank you so much. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the work that you're doing, the self-work that you're doing. And, you know, continue success on everything. And, you know, I'm going to be here to bring out the best in you whenever you want to be interviewed again. to make it happen. But, you know, it's nothing but love. And I'm happy to have shared the space with you today.
No, for sure. Same here. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care.